Hello there again, and welcome to Musings on Golf, where we have some great stories today from one of the outstanding caddies on the PGA Tour. I'm Kelly Elbin, along with Bob Bupka. Bob, we're going to introduce a new segment that we're going to occasionally bring along to the show called On the Bag. And our first guest is a guy who has made a major change this year, and it has really worked out for one of the rising stars on the PGA Tour. Our guest today, you'll hear later, is Dwayne Bock. And boy, the impact that he has had on the bag for Sepp Straka has been quite remarkable in a very short period of time.
Well, it really has. He's been on the bag with Kevin Kisner for 14 years, and that relationship is still solid. Kevin is just taking a little bit of time off from the tour right now, and he said, go ahead, Dwayne, Sepp would be a good bag for you. I guess he didn't realize that the John Deere Classic with Dwayne Bock on the bag, Straka comes in first. At the Open Championship, he comes in tied for second. So pretty good couple of weeks for a first guest of On the Bag, Dwayne Bock, somebody that I've known since we were kids. We grew up together.
Yeah.
Very few people realize Dwayne Bock, a very accomplished player in his own right. A matter of fact, winning the prestigious North-South amateur tournament held at Pinehurst. And to make it even sweeter, he had his brother Daryl on the bag.
Yeah, and Daryl's a good buddy of mine. Daryl and I worked at the PGA of America for a number of years, and Daryl recently underwent some medical situation. He's on the mend, which I'm thrilled to hear about. And you were nice to reach out to Daryl Bock and talk with him, Bob. And that meant a lot. But back to Dwayne and Bob. Just in general, the value of a great caddy. I don't think it can be undervalued. It is, I believe, of such importance at the elite level, because with these guys, so often it's that little something that may get them over the hump. Speak to a little bit of all the years that you've been covering golf and the importance of that great caddy.
Well, you know, when you look at it, they spend more time with the caddy than perhaps any other human being, especially when they're working week to week. But what I've realized over the years is that each player has different requests for his caddy. Mm-hmm. I mean, was surprised basically to learn from Dwayne Bock, and you'll hear it in the interview, that, you know, Sepp doesn't want Dwayne to pull a club for him. All he wants from Dwayne is the yardage. So Dwayne will say 175, Sepp, and then Sepp will come over. If he thinks he can hit a 7-iron, he'll pull a 7. If he thinks he can hit an 8, he'll do the 8. So it's a rather novel way of caddying. Most times people think that, you know, the caddy automatically pulls the club for the player, but that's not the case. And Dwayne, as a caddy, you have to be flexible. Because one player wants this, another player wants that. It's not an easy job. And the conditions that Dwayne had to work under at the Open Championship at Royal Liverpool with wind and rain and cold, it wasn't an easy job, but Dwayne got it done.
Well, he's up to it because in large part of those calves that he has, Bob, in fact, on what was once known as Twitter is now known as X, Dwayne Bock's calves is its own page. It's its own area on there. And you just go on and look at Dwayne Bock's calves on X, and you'll realize right away why they literally stand out. And he, if anybody can stand up under the conditions that they dealt with, it's that very strong Dwayne Bock and those darn calves.
Well, you're right about that, Kelly. Those legs are, you know, like telephone poles. Nothing's going to blow him over. And if something does blow him over, I highly recommend all the other players and all the other caddies get off that golf course immediately.
You all are here, and I believe absolutely enjoy Bob's interview with Dwayne Bock right after this from Titleist.
When you make the best performing golf balls in the world, your biggest competition is yourself. And now the golf ball that sets the standard for every other has raised the bar again. New Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X are longer and more consistent with unrivaled control. Outperform with new Pro V1 and Pro V1X. Titleist, the number one ball in golf.
New feature on Musings on Golf, and we're going to call it On the Bag. And who better to kick off our new series than Dwayne Bach? What an amazing story. Longtime caddy for Kevin Kisner. Kisner decided to take some time off. And tell us how it came about that you ended up on the bag of Sepp Straka.
How you doing, Bob? Kevin, after the Travelers Championship, he decided to take some time off. And my son, Alex, plays quite a bit of golf during the summertime. So I was actually, we were in Pinehurst, North Carolina. He was playing in the North South Junior in Pinehurst. And Sunday afternoon after the Rocket Mortgage tournament in Detroit, Sepp gave me a call to see if I could come the next day to the John Deere and start working for him and go over to the British with him. So I, of course, said definitely yes, and had to run home and pack up real quick. It's Pinehurst, about 3 hours from my house. So I got in the car, ran home. I only had clothes for a couple of days because we were just going to be there for 3 or 4 days in Pinehurst watching my son play. And I ran home, packed up real quick, came back, and was able to catch his first round at the North South Junior, and then headed to the airport in Raleigh and flew on up to Illinois. And 6 days later, walking off the 18th green with a win on the PGA Tour. It was quite amazing.
Well, and you know, it's amazing. Excuse me. I want people to be aware of you're at the North South watching your son Alex play. Must be a big thrill for him knowing that his dad, you, Dwayne, did win the North South.
Yeah, that was it's always the Pinehurst definitely is has a special place in my heart for me and my family. And I was fortunate enough to win the North South Amateur in 1992. And now that he's a junior and he's able to compete in the North South Junior, and hopefully one day get in the regular North South Amateur, it's quite exciting. And to walk down that hallway and see your name on the plaque there, and to walk in the champions locker room and see your name on a locker, it's a quite special place for me, for sure.
The Bach legacy continues. All right, now you show up at John Deere. You got you're new on the bag. How hard is it for a caddy to adjust to a different player? Matter of fact, Kevin Kisner can be regarded as rather short off the tee, and I think Sepp Straka is probably a lot longer. What kind of adjustments did you have to make at John Deere in order to get that job done?
Well, Bob, it's all about communication. I think every player is a little bit different on what they need and things like that, but when we played a practice round in the Pro-Am there Tuesday and Wednesday, I just basically told Sepp that he had to be very open and honest with me of what he likes in a caddy and what the kind of information he wants from me. And then from there, it was, you know, I kind of joke around and say it's almost like playing a video game, because we just basically work on numbers. And what I mean by that, you have a fly, you know exactly where the front of the pin, what the front of the green is, and the yardage to the pin. And from there, we discuss where we wanted the ball to land to get close to the hole. And from that land spot, what it was playing, depending on wind and elevation and things like that. And so once we worked all that out and had an actual playing number to that spot and a target, I just let Sepp go ahead and pick those clubs out that he wanted, because I have no idea. Even to this day, this is we're working at 3M now this week, and this is my third week with him, but I really don't know exactly how far he hits a 7-iron or an 8-iron or anything like that. We basically work all on numbers. I tell him exactly what I think it's playing to a certain number there, where we want to pitch this ball on the green, and he pulls the club and hits that shot and hits that number for me. And these last 2 weeks, finishing winning at John Deere and finishing second at the British last week, he's basically hitting his numbers and hitting them at the targets that we choose and rolling the ball well. So where with Kevin, he would actually talk about, you know, how he was going to hit a certain seven iron, because I knew exactly how far he hits a seven iron, whether he chokes it down or holds it up against the wind or flights it down underneath the wind, things like that. Being together for 14 years, we can talk about those things. But with Sepp, it was just strictly numbers, and then he goes ahead and pulls the club and hits the shot from there.
All right, so you capture the John Deere Classic. Now you get on a plane, and you got to go to England, the Royal Liverpool. What we know of, the conditions there that week were brutal. How tough were those conditions for a caddy?
Well, Sunday was absolutely unbelievable. I believe it's the first time in my career that I've actually had to put the umbrella up as soon as we walked out of the clubhouse to go start warming up. And that umbrella was up the entire day until we got back to the clubhouse. Never in my career have I ever had a day like that. And Sepp, I looked in the bag and I said, Sepp, there's no rain gear in here, bud. And he said, yeah, I don't wear rain gear. I'm like, all right, well, you're the one that we're going to keep dry. And I'm the one that's going to get soaking wet. And when I was done, I tell you, I got back, I flew in and out of Manchester, which is about an hour from Liverpool. And I changed and got in the car and went to the airport hotel there in Manchester and hung my clothes out overnight. But I had to leave my shoes behind. I had to leave my shorts behind because they were just still soaking wet after being hung up for 12 hours before leaving. So everything on me was soaking wet, and it was difficult. Windy conditions at times, and then the rain, of course, the last day made it really tough. But you have to have patience, and you have to have a good player that's you just get in a routine of who holds the umbrella and who gets, you know, to keep things as dry as possible. We managed quite well.
I'm drawing a blank on what I wanted to ask you, because I want to ask you so much. The performance by Brian Harman, how impressive was that? From somebody that was out on the golf course that Sunday, felt all the elements, and got to learn what Brian Harman was able to do.
Yeah, we another Georgia player, Kevin, University of Georgia. We spent a lot of time around Brian, know exactly how good he is. To manage himself around that golf course, him and Scott Tway, we call him Big Country, for them to manage themselves around that golf course and to sleep on a lead like that for two nights in a row is unbelievable to begin with. And to both Saturday and Sunday, he got off to kind of slow starts, over par early in the round, but he is definitely the, what you call a bulldog. And he played unbelievable out there. On Saturday's round, Brian was in the last group. We were in the second to last group, and every green I turn around and look down the fairway, and there he was just marching down the center of every single fairway and hit the ball unbelievable. But he's been on a run. I mean, the one thing about Brian is that I think he had almost a top 10 at the Scottish, and he's had a couple of top 10s before that. He's been playing very, very well leading up to the British, but it was so impressive. Even this week's talking to Sepp and everybody kind of coming up to Sepp and saying, man, if just maybe another birdie or two and put some pressure on Brian. But even Sepp said, I don't think anybody could have caught Brian last week. It was truly impressive to see.
You know, what I've learned of Sepp, he seems to be a real straight shooter, a real nice guy, which I got to believe makes it easier for you to pick up his bag.
Oh yeah. I mean, yeah, he's great. He's great to work with. He shows a lot of patience, you know, the older I get and things like that. It's the body wears down a little bit, so you're a step slower and things like that. But Sepp knew exactly, like I said, we spent a lot of time around each other, play a lot of practice rounds with each other. So Sepp and I, definitely get along really, really well together. He knew exactly what he was getting when he offered me the job and personalities, we mesh really well. We talk shots out very well. He doesn't rush. He's very disciplined. What I really like about Sepp is that he's very disciplined on what he does. It's, he leans on me for information, and then he trusts that that information that I'm giving him is correct. And then he's very disciplined on the numbers that we choose and the targets that we choose, which is very, very, very impressive. And, the final round, just to give you a little example, the final round at the John Deere, he's 11 under through 14 holes. It's a par 71. So we're chasing 59, maybe even 58. And, we stand up on the 15th tee right after he makes his 11th birdie of the day and, to go 11 under. And it's a hole that we've hit driver on, the first 3 days, but I knew he was pumped up, and I knew if it really narrows down about 310, 320 yards off that tee. And I suggested a 3-wood. I thought 3-wood would be fine. I told him it was going to leave us about a 7 or 8 iron into the green, but, it would stay up on top. And he, without hesitation, he pulled out that 3-wood and hit it right down the middle. And of course, yeah, we had a 7 iron in that he hit to about 30 feet, but, at that point it was more of, we had a 5-shot lead at that point. At that point, it's more of winning a golf tournament, you know, 50 shooting 59 or 58 is, a piece of history, of course, but more important, we had to do what we had to do to win a golf tournament. And, for him to just not even question the 3-wood or anything else like that, or any of the game plan, on my part, was showed a lot of discipline and who he is inside as well.
Dwayne Bach, a special guest on the bag. Dwayne, a longtime professional caddy, just recently picked up a new bag in Sepp Straka. Now the big question, Dwayne Bach, Sepp certainly is more than on the radar screen of Luke Donald, the Ryder Cup captain. First off, have you ever caddied in a Ryder Cup?
I have not. Kevin has been in two President's Cups, 2017 in New York, and then last year in Charlotte in 2022. So we have not made it to a Ryder Cup. So if we do with Sepp, that would be absolutely an unbelievable experience for me.
Boy, certainly would be another feather in the cap. And we certainly have enjoyed you coming on Musings on Golf, kicking off our new feature on the bag. Dwayne Bach, one of the best out there, longtime friend. We grew up just a few miles from one another, got beaten by his dad in golf more times than I'd like to mention, but one of the real good guys out there. Dwayne, great success over the last couple of weeks. Keep it up, and I certainly hope you get to stroll around Rome for the upcoming Ryder Cup.
Well, I hope so. Thanks for having me on, Bob, and love doing it, and appreciate all you do for us and getting our voices out there. Thank you.
The all-new Pro V1 and Pro V1X are designed to outperform. Created in Titleist R&D laboratories, manufactured in Titleist golf ball plants, and then validated by the best players in the world. These golf balls are longer and more consistent with unrivaled control. Outperform with the new Titleist Pro V1 and Pro V1X.
Bob, he's, I really didn't know Dwayne before that interview. I like him a lot, just listening to him. And Straka, who has all the looks of a European Ryder Cupper this year, he's going to lean on Bach for you know, his, and the more they work together, he's going to lean on him for his guidance.
Yeah, and it'd be nice if it happens for Dwayne. He's caddied in President's Cup, mm-hmm. but he's never had the opportunity to be on the bag at a Ryder Cup. This would be another box that Bach, another box that yes. Bach could check off, and it'd be a thrill for him to be in Italy come this fall.
Well played, Mr. Bupka. And again, we thank Dwayne Bach for joining us. Next week, the World Golf Hall of Fame member and all-around great guy, Nick Price, will be our guest on Musings on Golf. For Bob Bupka, Kelly Elbin signing off. Thanks for joining us. Musings on Golf.